Mufasa.
Times changing, I rhyme like I climb cages. Vibrant with my cadence, reminding my silence anguish. Take a whiff of the pine fragrance, my mind faded. They called and told me the slot's vacant, I'm not playing. If they thinking that I'm jaded, really we ain't no different. Hell, we grew up on this. They know my tongue tragic. I kill tracks, it's a crime of passion. Pen to pad, that's my rite of passage. Call it fatal attraction. Complaining from the back, but you won't make it happen. They were mistaken when they ever said my taste was average. A savage, wipe my mouth on tablecloth, I hate napkins. The lights flash and I'm center stage. Yeah. The lights flash and I'm center stage. Yo. Point the light up so we light up any darkness in your mind. Lights higher above. A thousand lights could brighten any single room, just let them shine. Lights higher above. Point the light up so we light up any darkness in your mind. Lights higher above. A thousand lights to brighten any single room, just let them shine. Lights flash and I'm center stage.
I'm seeing
the lights flash and I'm center stage.
I'm seeing
the lights flash and I'm center stage.
I'm seeing these
lights flash and I'm center stage. Hey, 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 the lights flash and I'm center stage. Hey. The lights flash and I'm center stage. The lights flash and I'm center stage. I tend to slay my pen a blade. When I'm enraged, I let them sway. Every punch hit them harder than the last one. Smoke fill the room like we popped a thousand cap guns. I got the magic touch the way I tap drums. I talk cause it don't matter much, the truth will add up. Fat and sloppy, but he handsome. Loving that smooth black hair, no he won't let you grab none. When those closest get fickle and they done seen you brittle, you better off eating alone, don't give him a nibble. We ain't pulling up any chairs, as my lady rolls a fat one. Let the light afflict, this the anthem. Point the light up so we light up any darkness in your mind.
Lights higher above.
Thousand lights to brighten any single room, just let them shine.
Lights higher above.
Point the light up so we light up any darkness.
All right, everyone, welcome to Let's Jazz It Up. That is Light by Dre Morrow. Light it up. Light it up. Dre, are you with me?
How's it going? How's it going? Thank you for having me again.
That is my favorite track. That is my favorite track. Do you actually, when you, before you perform, do you do that light? Before you start actually getting into your whole event, do you start off with that track there, that song there?
Yeah, man, I love that song. I love the emotion it brings out of people. And I think that no matter what, everyone can relate to that song and find something, you know, something to really feel good about. So it's real cool.
Well, you under the lights right now, baby, with the black slick hair.
Awesome.
Where are you calling from, Dre?
So I'm calling from Chicago, Illinois.
Chicago. Chi-Town fans. Phone lines are open. Call in. Call in. Give my friend, my best friend, Dre, a shout out. What you been doing since the last time you were on my platform?
Man, it's been a really fun and interesting time and kind of a weird time, too, in the world. But I've always... you know, I want to start by saying, you know, it's been a real interesting time for the music industry, from the changes of, you know, live events to everything kind of going virtual. But it's been real cool. I actually was a part of a few contests in 2020. One of the major contests I was in was called the Hot Sauce 16 Challenge by a producer named Trunks Beats. He's produced, you know, music for artists such as like NK47, Dax, Jaron Benton, and so he had a contest on Instagram where he basically put out an instrumental and had a bunch of different artists, you know, competing on the same track, but the winner won some prize money and got a shout out. And so that's what happened with me, man. You know, I ended up actually winning some prize money, getting a shout out. After that, I ended up also linking up with Monthly Rap Contest. They're a platform on social media that pretty much every month always has a contest for indie artists. And I was able to win Monthly Rap Contest 9 with one of my videos, too. So it's been a really action-packed year, honestly. It's been real fun.
Wow. You a busy man. Since I met you on Facebook and we started off with our friends, we became real close. You got married and you've been doing all these performances and events and music. So, I mean, you have a wild, mysterious, interesting life. So,
thank you.
By the way, that track I just played, Light, what year did it came out, and where can our listeners that are interested in finding it, where at online?
Sure. So that was off of my Lights. The song and is actually entitled after the EP. Is a full project with six tracks that released in 2019. You can find that on all platforms, on Spotify, Apple Music, iTunes, Amazon Music, Deezer, basically YouTube, SoundCloud, anywhere where you can find, anywhere where you stream music from, I'll be available. Just look me up under Dre Morrow. Dre is spelled DREMARRO. Or if you want to look me up on social media, it's at Dre Morrow 262, all one word and all lowercase. Yeah, man, it was a really fun song, and I think that overall the song is going to translate well over the years because it's always something that I've always felt passionate about, so it's really cool.
Yeah, because I caught myself playing it throughout the year in 2020. And you just sit there and you contemplate and meditate and you get into your lyrics, the melody, and you're in a trance. And 2020 was rough. It was really rough.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you kind of put yourself in this mode and Lights, you play Lights, and I'm like, So anyways, we gonna move along. And what's up, the story behind Mayhem, the new single you got right
now? Yeah, that one's really exciting. I ended up linking up with a producer out here in Chicago. He goes by the name Colossal Mind. Shout out to him if he's listening in, and if not, I'll have to send him the interview afterwards and tell him to be on the next one. But he's a nice kid. He's a really intelligent kid, and he's a producer out here in Chicago. So he was real cool. We ended up meeting at an event, and it just started off real organic. We started off as buddies, and one day he just shot me over a link with some of the tracks he was working on. Mayhem ended up being in that group of links that he sent over, and at first it was just one of those things where I was just having fun at home writing verses. Quarantine happened, so a lot of shows got canceled, and so I've been sitting on this song for maybe 4 months now, but when I sent him that reference track, he really enjoyed it, so I recorded in the studio, and we really thought it was a special song, so we just wanted to release it the right way, and we settled on a date, and the rest is history, I guess. I think it's a fun track, because you could just hear it, on the song that, I'm very excited for the year to come. There's a lot of things that we have in the works with the new team I'm working with. And so that song really is just almost like a message to the industry, to the game, and to my fans, that we're ready to take first place, we're ready to come through like the Bears of 1985, the Monsters of the Midway. That's how we're thinking. That's the mindset we're on with Midwest Mayhem, coming in for victory.
You're not the average rapper. You're
thank
you.
Average. Thank you.
And I think that's
thank
what
you.
You pulled me. You really pulled me. You yanked me. And I'm really tuned in to what you're doing. Always try to stay updated on what you're doing. And I thank you. And I really love the way you move, your music. And I'm going to stop talking. And I'm going to spend Mayhem. Be looking for
awesome.
Video is out now on YouTube, everyone. Here is Mayhem.
Midwest Mayhem. Midwest Mayhem. Midwest Mayhem. Midwest Mayhem. Midwest Mayhem.
Midwest
Mayhem.
Tell the summit in your face, friend. Amen, there's pray then. If the instrumental play dead, you could really put my vibe to the face, yeah. If you do me dirty, be afraid then. I think you need to get right off the wave then. If we talk bread, I always stay fat. Drum steady coming for your head, you wanna pay them? Look in my eyes, they try to push me aside, yet I just took in a stride. They thought I wouldn't arrive, but it feel good to decide. This is my reply. I'm a credit competitors ahead of a general menacing level of enemies. I'm not embellishing. Talking my shit, I do it for the hell of it. Call my pen, leave you, and it's the fifth element. Get attacked with the raps, posted with it. Attack with the raps, so exquisite. I'm a master with raps, focused with it, not attached to the past. Gravity rapidly grabbing me. Oh yeah, I'm holding it down. Glad to be savagely mapping disaster when rapping. They mad that I'm going in now, and you know the sound. Midwest mayhem. Tap a sign until your face red. Amen, let's pray then. If the instrumental play dead, you could really feel my vibe to the face, yeah. If you did me dirty, be afraid then. I think you need to get right off the wave then. If we top red, I always stay fat. Crow steady coming for your head, you wanna fade then.
Midwest mayhem.
You know I've got it on my mind.
Midwest mayhem.
I said I ain't bragging, I speak. Reality spans and I'm beats. Amateurs panic indeed. My family will rally for me. Was bred from a champion creed. I plan to achieve. Radical standards are free. Thinking I've captured the heat. I'm mad as can be. Yet I get after the cheese. Watch how I grab a receipt. Don't flash a regime. I'm solo but better than three. Rappers will scatter and flee. I managed to be the one with the static, it seems. You couldn't handle the chief. They say I'm the one. I'm saying duh. You tell me as if it was flattering me. Killing these stats in my dreams. I keep the data with me. I'm back in my bag. It's a habit to me. To stun on these rappers with ease. I feed off the envy. It won't offend me. They post on the book and they try to threaten me. Internet thugging. It don't impress me. You know I'm running it heavy. Jawbreaker and then Nettie. Aim for the top and I'm steady. Bread over beef like it's Wendy's. They never thought I could do it better. On the mic, I'm too clever. Let them remember I can abuse letters. On another planet with the flow, I'm on Jupiter. I remember the slick talk. Let my tongue click when I'm pissed off. Better run quick, I'm a pit job. Hate a lipstick like my when it gets hot. I've been known to give a f- from 2 cents like a tip job. Look in my eyes. They try to push me aside. Yeah, and I just took it in stride. They thought I wouldn't arrive. But it feel good to decide. This is my reply. I'm accredited as a head of a general medicine. Level of enemies, I'm not embellishing. Talking my I do it for the hell of it. Come on, family, you know it's a fifth element.
Midwest mayhem.
You know I've got it on my mind.
Midwest mayhem.
You know I've got it on my mind.
Midwest mayhem.
You know I've got it on my mind.
Midwest mayhem.
You know I've got it on my mind.
Hey. All right. That is Midwest mayhem. Ray Morrow, everyone. Hey, go ahead and give our listeners and fans out there the information where they can purchase that track there online.
Yeah, so, you know, you can find Midwest Mayhem. Thank you so much, you know, Brenda, for, you know, spinning the track and for enjoying it. That song is everywhere on YouTube, Spotify, Apple Music, iTunes, Deezer, Amazon Music, Tidal, any major streaming platform. Just look up Midwest Mayhem. Look me up under Dre Morrow, D-R-E space M-A-R-O, D, D as in David, R-E space M as in Mary, A-R-R-O. And that the single should come up. I have a clean version, an explicit version, and there's also a lyric video on YouTube, so you can, you know, check out the lyrics so you can sing along next time you see me perform it, you know?
All right, that's what's up. We have a caller, area code 708, please speak.
Hello, this is actually Colossal Mind. I'm the producer.
Hey,
that's
what's up.
Hey.
What's going on?
That's the producer. That's the man. That's the man with
all
the sign.
Right, yeah. Hey, okay. All right. What's up? What you got to say?
Nothing. I'm just really proud of the song. It was really good. It was really, really good. It actually surprised me because the BDUs, I kind of didn't think it was that good until he showed me. He was like, nah, man, you got to listen to this. You did good. And I was like, oh, wow. Okay.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it has a blasting of energy out of it. And you're trying to really peer your ear into listening to the lyrics as he's spitting. And it's like you got to play it again. You got to play it again. Yeah, so that's what I got out of it. But thank you for calling in, Colossal.
Thank you, Mitch. I appreciate you, man.
All
yeah,
right.
Me and Jay Mark got a lot of stuff in the works.
All right.
Yep. We definitely come with some more bangers. Definitely.
All right. All right. Well, as we continue with this showcase, Dre Morrow, any upcoming events? And talk about the new video. Who's all in it?
Yeah, so,
for this
so,
track?
So as far as upcoming events, actually on the 19th of February, I'll be heading out to Jacksonville, Florida. I was invited by Grime Mode Cypher, which is a very very respected hip-hop group. They have about 50,000 followers on the YouTube channel. They do cyphers every quarter, every few months. to promote independent artists, and I was actually noticed by submitting this particular track. And
wow.
They're actually going to have me come out on February 19th in Jacksonville, too. It's going to be my first time ever going to Florida. And
wow.
I'll be able to actually be a part of their latest cypher. And it's just going to be awesome. It's going to be a great opportunity to network. So that's my most, you know, my most current upcoming event. As far as the video, it was a real fun shoot. You know, we did that. The production was done in-house, me and my wife. We filmed it. She actually did the all of the angles, the camera work was all her. It was my
oh.
wife, America Gamaro.
Hey,
incredible,
America.
Incredible videographer, yeah. And I was able to do the editing for the video. So together we, you know, put it together within a few days. Shout out to Spencer Warren and his daughter Camara for coming out. They came out to just be a part of the video, be a part of the photo shoot. So, you know, I'm real grateful to them because they actually have been a big help in getting me a lot of the views on my video and just helping me, you know, spread the word with the video. So, you know, I'm just real grateful to them as well. They're real good friends of ours. And it was just fun, man. It was, you know, I wanted the way that the music sounded, I wanted it to look in the video as far as us having fun and just having it
yeah.
look crazy, you know. So
yeah.
I put that static effect in a lot of the video, just, you know,
yeah.
to see the craziness. You know, I wanted it to look like almost like a hip-hop version of that movie Cloverfield. If you
okay.
remember that
yeah.
movie, it's like a first person
yeah.
like perspective movie, and you know, it's a monster destroying the city. So that's kind of
yeah.
what I wanted to like envision with that, and I think
okay.
it turned out real fun.
Well, thanks for that information. Thanks. So what is the ultimate desire of which you wish your fans to get out of this track, Midwest Mayhem?
So, man, I want the people that, you know, I've been in my corner since day one. And, you know, I'm talking years ago when I first started, you know, doing local talent shows in my hometown of Kenosha, Wisconsin.
Yeah.
For the newer listeners that might have just found out about me through this song, I want each and every one of them to just know that I'm not letting up a step at all. Like I'm only coming harder every time. I'm only, you know, sharpening my abilities to write good songs, to come out with true hip hop, to stay true to the culture, which is, you know, promoting lyricism, promoting, you know, positive minds, you know, positive thinking. I want to promote, you know, like it's cool to be smart. It's cool to, you know, work on your craft and become as dope of an MC as you can. So that way we give to the culture of hip hop. That's really what I want, you know, the people to understand.
Right. Well, thank you for that. Thank you for that. Thank you. You are more than welcome to give a shout out to all the persons that have supported you in the making.
Yeah.
Of
so I want to shout out, man, first and foremost to the producer for the track. His name is Mitch Owens, man. Colossal Mind. Without him, again, he's a talented young kid out of Chicago. So, you know, shout out to him. I want to shout out to my wife, my business partner, my manager, my everything. You know, she really helps pull a lot of everything together. And there would not be a Mufasa without my lioness. So shout out to America, my wife. Shout out to my kids, Aramis and Israel, for being a big part of me, being a part of who I am, giving me the drive, giving me the fire that burns within me to go hard each and every day. Shout
mm-hmm.
out to my mother, my father. I love them very much, Luis and Maria Gamaro. Shout out to my brothers also, Luis and Jorge Gamaro, for just, you know, being a part of me and, again, giving me that fuel. Shout out to you, Brenda, and your Blog Talk Radio show, because I appreciate you for giving me and other independent artists a platform, and just everyone that's been a part of the journey. If I haven't mentioned your name, man, I appreciate you, and you know who you are if you've been a part of it. Thank you. Thank you, everybody.
Well, give everyone an applause for your work. And all your music projects, any of your projects that you're doing. And I, too, will be right behind you forever, my friend Dre.
Thank you. Thank you.
Any words of encouragement you want to give while we're dealing with the dark times today? You are a very humble person, Dre. You're a very good and personal friend. And your words of encouragement are so dear. Any encouraging words you want to give?
Yeah, just, you know, even though times are real, real weird right now as far as, you know, politics go, as far as the climate of the world goes and how everybody, you know, is fighting here, fighting there, I just think, you know, I just want to tell the people that listen to me, the people that follow me and other artists, you know, the world is so beautiful. And sometimes in really dark times, when you focus on the positive, when you focus on the amazing things that bring us happiness, and things such as simple as writing music or listening to music, you can really shed a positive light, like the first time we played on this interview, lights, or you can really shine a positive light onto a dark situation.
Yeah.
So anything that brings positivity, anything that sparks creative minds to create something good and not pay attention to the negativity that we see on the TV every day, that's going to bring us into a better place, all of us. So that's what I wanted to share with you guys, you know.
All right, and thank you for those words of encouragement. We have another caller, area code 312. Please state your name. Speak.
Hey, how you doing? It's Dre's wife, America.
Hey, America.
Hey, how you doing,
how
honey?
You got
how
something
you doing,
to say?
Man? How you doing? Yeah, it's just really nice to get him on your show again. Thank you for having him. We appreciate it. I'm so proud of you, honey, everything that we've accomplished these last few years, especially this last one. I'm extremely proud of you, of us. And you're just, like, bad. Like, I can't say the rest of the word that goes along with it, but I love that you're an amazing man, an amazing husband, an amazing stepfather, and an even more amazing artist. And you're just dope. And it's an honor to be by your side through all this. I love it.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling in. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
I hope I reached all the callers. There's two area codes at 708. Did you already speak?
Yeah, hi, my name is Isaac Sierra.
All right.
Yeah. Oh, hey, how's it going, Isaac? How you doing, buddy?
Okay.
Good, man.
Thank you for calling, bro. Thank you. Say what's up.
Yeah, I just wanted to say what's going on with you, man. Congratulations on getting your radio talk show, man. Your interview, dude.
Thank you, man. Thank you for calling, man. Thank you for being a part of the journey. And Isaac, man, he's a good friend
of
mine.
Man,
he's actually my stepson, and he's a good dude, man. He's a solid dude. He works hard. He's got his own girlfriend that he's planning to, you know, have a great life with as well. And he's a good positive role model, other people to really listen
cool.
to. You know,
that's cool. Thank you for calling in.
I appreciate you, Isaac. Love you, man.
As we continue with the showcase, we're coming to an end. Dre Morrow, I want you to spit some rap. Are you ready?
Oh, yeah. I can definitely do that.
Come on with it. Come on.
All right. So I'm actually going to rap you something that I'm preparing for the upcoming project. And it's a real cool rap. All right.
Okay.
I smash rhymes with a mad mind. It's more than a pastime. My hands side if you get on my bad side. Smack a drum pad without moving my hands. I'm fast for the cash. A businessman in his rap prime. My fists collide with the lips if I spit my wicked lines. With this vibe, leave them mystified. I'm a different guy. Witness why my mind races against no finish line. Flow fluid. They swear my vocals could liquefy. Steady regretting the entity. Tell them I'm heavily separating melodies. Ripping and vividly giving epiphanies to those who mimic me. And they compelling me. Catching my city be showing me jealousy. They're in the enemy. They know they can do it as well as me zoning when smoking this lemon tree.
Wow.
Thank
Dre
you.
Dre Morrow one. Dre Morrow. Look him up everywhere on every music outlet online and all social media and networks. Dre, you're always
welcome. Thank you so much, Brenda. Thank you for having me on.
Hope to see you on the next project drop. Keep me updated. I will play the track again, Midwest Mayhem. And Dre, you more blessings to you. Keep me updated. You're my friend forever.
Thank you, Brenda. I appreciate you.
This is Let's Jazz It Up, Blog Talk Radio. This is Lady Diva signing out. Good night, everyone.
Thank you.
Midwest Mayhem. Midwest Mayhem. Midwest Mayhem.
Midwest Mayhem. Toughest summit in your face, red. Amen, let's pray then. If the instrumental play dead, you could really put my vibe to the face, yeah. If you do me dirty, be afraid then. I think you need to get right off the wave then. If we top red, I always stay fair. Drum steady coming for your head, you wanna pay them.
Look in my eyes, they try to push me aside, yet I just took it in stride. They thought I wouldn't arrive, but it feel good to decide. This is my reply. I'm accredited as the head of a general, but menacing level of enemies, I'm not embellishing. Talking my shit, I do it for the hell of it. Call my pen, leave you, and it's the fifth element. Get attacked with the raps, posted with it. Attack with the raps, so exquisite. I'm a master with raps, focused with it, not attached to the past. Gravity rapidly grabbing me, oh yeah, I'm holding it down. Glad to be savagely mapping disaster when rapping. They mad that I'm going in now, and you know the sound. Midwest mayhem. Tell the sign until your face red. Amen, let's pray then. If the instrumental play dead, you could really feel my vibe through the bass, yeah. If you did me dirty, be afraid then. I think you need to get right off the wave then. If we talk red, I always stay fat. Crow steady coming for your head, you wanna fade then.
Midwest mayhem.
I said I ain't bragging, I speak. Reality spans and I'm beats. Amateurs panic indeed. My family will rally for me. Was bred from a champion creed. I plan to achieve. Radical standards are free. Thinking I've captured the heat. I'm mad as can be. Yet I get after the cheese. Watch how I grab a receipt. Don't flash a regime. I'm solo but better than three. Rappers will scatter and flee. I managed to be the one with the static, it seems. You couldn't handle the chief. They say I'm the one. I'm saying duh. You tell me as if it was flattering me. Killing these stats in my dreams. I keep the data with me. I'm back in my bag. It's a habit to me. Stun on these rappers with ease. I feed off the envy, it won't offend me. They post on the book and they try to threaten me. Internet thugging, it don't impress me. You know I'm running it heavy, Jawbreaker and then Nettie, aim for the top and I'm steady, bread over beef like it's Wendy's, they never thought I could do it better. On the mic, I'm too clever. Let them remember I can abuse letters. On another planet with the flow, I'm on Jupiter. I remember the slick talk, let my tongue click when I'm pissed off. Better run quick, I'm a pit job. Hate a lipstick like my when it gets hot. I've been known to give up for 2 cents like a tip job. Look in my eyes, they try to push me aside. Yet I just took it in stride. They thought I wouldn't arrive, but it feel good to decide. This is my reply. I'm accredited as a head of a general medicine. Level of enemies, I'm not embellishing. Talking my shit, I do it for the hell of it. Come on, family, you want to